The Spoken Word.
And now for another kind of oldies show.
Countdown for blast off. X minus 5, 4, 3.
Let's go to France.
Let's go back tonight to another city.
Rogers in
the
now
to those thrilling days of yesterday.
The Adventures of the Saint.
Starring Vincent Rourke. In the heart of men. The Shadow.
Don't touch that dial, because there's nothing else on. You might just as well listen to
Blondie. Tales George of the Burns, Supernatural.
Tracy Allen.
You. Another case for Nick Carter, Master Detective.
Escape. Daddy's coming down off the
floor. Suspense.
Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program, is on the air.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
Okay, as you heard it for yourself, ladies and gentlemen, galloping into our Heirloom Radio studio on his trusty steed Diablo is the Cisco Kid and his sidekick Pancho on board his horse, Loco. One thing is clear, the Cisco Kid is no kid. Why, he must be 40 years old. And Pancho, well, I couldn't even guess at this fellow's age as I can't see his face. You know, what with that 10-foot sombrero he's wearing. The Cisco Kid was often referred to as the Mexican Robin Hood, with an eye for damsels in distress. This pair of hombres rode together from 1942 until 1958, 16 years in the saddle. Wow, talk about saddle sores. Okay, here's this track Cisco Kid episode from the Mutual Network, a syndicated series, on December 17th, 1953. Keep in mind as you listen to this, Cisco and Pancho have been riding the Southwest Range for 11 years, so cut them a little slack if they seem a bit disoriented. You would be too if you'd spent 11 years in the Southwest Desert. Cisco is played by Jack Mather and Pancho is Harry Lang. The episode is entitled Boxcar Bandits. And for those of you who may not know what a boxcar is, it's an enclosed railroad freight car, usually with sliding doors on the sides. So if you're a boxcar bandit, you're apparently going to rob something that's in the boxcar. Or, there again, maybe you're just going to steal the boxcar. We'll have to find out. Here's the Cisco Kid on Heirloom Radio.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. Now, the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Boxcar Bandits. For a long time, Max Benson and Mott Swain, bank robbers and killers of the 1870s, had the law enforcement agencies baffled. And had it not been for the vindictiveness of Benson, plus the alertness of the Cisco Kid, they might have gone on longer unchecked, for their method was simple and ingenious. As our story opens, Max and Mott are in the boxcar of a freight train that is slowly puffing its way to the thriving town of Western Port.
I don't like it, Max. We're taking a chance knocking over this bank in broad daylight.
We took chances when we knocked them over at night.
Yeah, but not so much. We had them night jobs figured out nice. Get the setup ahead of time, drop off the freight when it stopped at the depot to take on water, hustle to the bank by a back way.
Yeah, I know. Do the job and run back to the car just where the train pulled out again.
Yeah, and we've had mighty good luck in bad weather and dark nights. Now, why go against that luck?
Listen, Mott, there's such a thing as playing one system too much. The sheriffs all through this country know by now that we're hit at night. We'll fool them for once and hit in the daytime. Now, you checked on this train schedule. You sure she makes a stop?
Yeah, that's right. She makes a 25-minute stop at Western Port.
Right. It takes 10 minutes more to pull up the grade to the top of the pass. Now, that'll give us 35 minutes in all. First thing we'll do, Mott, is to hire a couple of fast horses at the livery stable, hitch them in the grove back of the bank. After the job, we'll ride them to the top of the pass and swing aboard the train there. We'll just barely be moving.
Well, you're the boss, Max. Say, didn't you used to have a girl in this town?
Yeah. Name was Lucy Marsh. She sure was a beauty, Mott. Yes, sir.
But she flirted too much, huh?
Who told you that?
Well, you did. One night when he was feeling mighty sentimental. You know, Max, I got a hunch you're robbing this bank in daylight, hoping you'll get a look at that girl again.
Don't be a sap. Now, let's run over the details of this job.
See, we catch the bandidos, then. Cisco say we catch the bandidos? Catch the bandidos.
Pancho, I did not say we were going to catch the bandidos.
Huh?
I said we were going to offer our help to the sheriff.
Same thing. Cisco catch them.
Very well. Have it your own way, amigo.
How do you know the bandidos come to the town of Western Forks, Cisco?
I do not know that they will. All I know is that they have robbed four banks on a direct east-west line in the larger towns.
At the night, no?
See, always at night. Therefore, if they proceed as they have before, the Western Forks Bank will be next on their list.
They rob that bank at night?
Oh, Pancho, I tell you, I do not know. Those bandidos do not take me into their confidence.
No?
But each robbery has been about a month apart. It's been just about a month since the last one.
Our friend Senor Hogan gets shot and killed in the last one, Cisco.
See, and that is why I am so anxious to bring those murdering mavericks to justice.
The train comes to the town, Cisco.
Yeah, freight train. Well, let us get to the town, Pancho. Water our horses, then we will go and talk with the sheriff. Up, Diablo, come on.
Up, Lobo. Go talk with the sheriff.
But it's such a nice afternoon, George. Why can't you take me for a drive in the new buckboard?
Well, you seem to forget, Lucy. I have a bank to keep open.
Oh, let the old bank go.
No,
please.
I'd like to, but I can't. It's about 1 o'clock now if you want me to take you for a drive after three.
No, I don't. I want to go right now.
Well, that's out of the question, Lucy.
Oh, all right. You're not the only man in this town, you know.
Oh, now, look, honey, you're just being unreasonable.
If I want to be unreasonable, I will. Oh, wait a minute, George.
What?
Who are those men watering their horses? The big man, I mean. Isn't he handsome?
Well, I rather think that's the Cisco Kid, Lucy.
Honest? Oh, I've always wanted to meet him. I've heard so much about him. Perhaps he'd rent a buckboard and take me driving.
Oh, now look, Lucy.
I'll show you I can get other men besides you to pay attention to me.
Oh, Lucy, wait a minute. Lucy, come back here.
Oh, my shawl. I dropped it. Oh, the Cisco Kid.
Hey, I will pick up your shawl and brush it off for you, senorita. A very pretty shawl.
Oh, you really think so?
See, there you are, senorita.
Thank you.
Our horses have drunk their fill, Pancho. Let us be going.
Hey, we wait too long now, Pancho thinks.
Oh, I feel so dizzy. I think I'm going to faint.
Oh, that is not good, senorita. Here, I will take your arm.
In Pancho called the senor, Cisco, huh?
Si, Pancho, if you will. Would you like to sit down on this bench, senorita?
Oh, no. No, this is all right.
Hey, come help the senorita. He says you got to faint.
No, no. No, I don't need him.
You don't need him, huh?
I think if I could have a nice, refreshing drive in a buckboard, Cisco.
Oh, I see. Well, then, if I were you, I would ask the friend you were walking with just now. Let us go, Pancho.
Easy, go.
Up, Diablo,
go.
Up,
Diablo, go, go, go.
Well, the mean thing. Who does he think he is?
You met your match that time, Lucy. And then some.
Oh, go ahead and laugh.
I am. I'll see you after I get out of the bank.
Was that funny, was it? All right, Cisco Kid. I'll get even with you. And don't think I won't.
That train's stopping, Max.
Yeah. Take a look out the car door. See if anybody's around.
All right. All clear.
All right, then let's jump off. Now we'll hustle for the livery stable.
Hey,
look. There's Lucy. Lucy Marsh.
Come on, never mind her.
What do you mean, never mind her? Hey, Lucy, wait a minute.
Well?
You remember me, Lucy? Max Benson.
Oh, yes. When did you get to town?
Well, we rode in last night, our horses at the livery stable.
And speaking of horses, that big stallion up there by the cafe hitch rail looks like the Cisco Kid's horse.
Yeah, it does, don't it? Is he in town, Lucy?
Yes, he is. Do you know him?
As well as I want to.
Well, I think he's the most detestable man I ever saw in my life.
Yeah?
He insulted me just a few minutes ago.
Oh, he did, huh?
He followed me down the street trying to get me to go driving with him. He even grabbed my arm and hurt it.
Well, I sure am glad to know that, Lucy.
Come on, Max, come on.
I guess nothing will be done about it because everybody's afraid of it.
I ain't afraid of that coyote. Not when he hurts you, Lucy.
Oh, I knew I could count on you, Max.
We'll take a walk up to that cafe, Mart. See you later, Lucy.
All right. Don't forget now.
That maverick Cisco. I'll gun him down.
Now look, Max, we got a job to do.
Cisco ain't getting away with hurting Lucy.
All right, but some other time, see? Then I'll help you get him. You'd be crazy to go after him now. And if you do, you and me is part and company. Well, does that make sense?
Yeah, but...
You know it does.
All right. After this job's over, I'm going to hunt that pack rat down and fill him so full of lead it'll take 10 men to lift him. Come on, let's go get the horses.
It was a good meal, Cisco.
Yeah, I feel better myself, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Now we can go and call on the sheriff.
Cisco know the sheriff?
No, I do not, amigo.
No?
But I hope we'll be good friends before we finish our talk with him.
Oh, there's the sheriff now, Cisco. He's staying by Diablo and Loco.
Ah, I see. Buenos dias, señor sheriff.
Buenos dias, señor sheriff.
You're the Cisco Kid,
I tell you. Dion, this is mi compañero, Pancho.
What's the idea of coming to this town and insulting the women here?
Insulting the women?
Why, the sheriff talk about Cisco. Not nobody insult no woman.
Lucy Boss tells me you insulted her, Cisco.
Why, that is ridiculous, señor sheriff. I do not even know who she is, and I... Wait. A dark-haired, black-eyed señorita wearing a brown shawl over her shoulders?
Yeah.
Cisco not insult that señorita, sheriff. He not pay no attention to that señorita.
She tells me different.
Very well, sheriff. I will not try to go against the word of a señorita. Therefore, you may believe what you will.
Pancho say Cisco not insult the señorita. Cisco never insult any señorita in all his life.
Whether you did or not, we don't need your kind of armory around this town. Debbie?
I had hoped to talk with you about these bank robberies in these territories, Sheriff.
What bank robberies?
The robberies that have happened up and down the line. I... Mother mia, I have just had a thought.
What?
Up and down the line.
Hmm?
Those robberies were all committed in towns on the railroad.
I don't know what's in your mind, Cisco, and I don't care. I'm handling law enforcement in this county, and I'm able to handle it without any suggestions from you.
Very well, thank you, Sheriff.
Best sheriffs in the whole West, listen to Cisco. You're a better sheriff than the best ones,
Pancho.
That's enough of that. For all I know, you two may be planning to rob that bank yourself.
I do not care to hear any more of such talk. Come on, Pancho.
You're not a better sheriff than the best ones. You're the worst sheriff than the worst ones.
That will do, Pancho.
That's sure well. You two galoots ain't out of this town in an hour. I'm going to run you both in.
Hey, we hear you. But I think we'll both be right here in this town in an hour.
You hear that, Sheriff?
Up, Diablo, come
oh,
on.
Oh, loco.
Oh.
Nobody can see these horses from the street if we leave them here in this grove, Mark.
Oh, that's right.
Hadn't we better hitch him?
No. Might have to make a mighty fast getaway. Come on.
Gonna put a kerchief over your face, Max?
You're known him this time.
Hey, that freight's getting ready to pull out of here.
It's been 25 minutes here.
Maybe they've had to change your schedule. Sometimes they get orders by telegram.
We gotta make a mighty quick job of this, Mott. Let's go.
One of us better take a look in the bank to make sure it's clear.
There's no time, I tell you. Anybody's there, gun him down. We'll go in this back door.
Go behind the counter. Hand over the money bags.
Wait a minute here, you hombre.
Wait, nothing.
Easy with that gun.
Now get over that counter, Mark. Grab all the money you can see. I'll watch the front door.
Right.
There's that blaster Cisco kid just riding by. If he heard them shots, he's looking this way. Yeah, this is my chance to get that coyote. Oh, I missed.
I got a couple of money bags here. Let's get going.
Just let me take a couple more shots at that Cisco kid. Oh, I miss again.
Come on, you fool, out the back door. Cisco's coming in here.
Here, quickly, Pancho. See if we agree on the shooting.
Who shoots, Cisco?
Back door, open the... Wait.
Huh?
Banker's been shot down.
He looked dead to Pancho, Cisco.
See, he is dead. There's nothing we can do for him now. Let us get after those banditos, Pancho.
Later! And right where you are, Cisco. You too, fat one.
You're a fat one yourself, Sheriff.
Get your hands up. Didn't quite get away with it, did you? So I'll just take you in for murder.
And it's a foregone conclusion that the sheriff won't believe Cisco's explanation. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Let's see. Doll, book, gloves, bike, compact.
The Christmas shopping list. If you're having trouble making up your Christmas list, here's one suggestion. See your Pennzoil dealer. He may not be able to help you with everything, but he has one item that may be ideal. It's an electric West Bend corn popper. You can get this $7.95 corn popper for just $4.95 when you buy 8 gallons of Pennzoil gasoline. You save $3 on this electric famous name corn popper, and you get extra value from Pennzoil's power-packed gasoline. Stop at any Pennzoil station and take advantage of this double benefit. You'll enjoy Pennzoil performance, and you'll be giving someone else the fun and enjoyment of making hot buttered popcorn for Christmas. So add a West Bend corn popper to your Christmas shopping list. Stop at your Pennzoil station today.
Now, back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Boxcar Bandits. Hearing shots from within the Western Forks Bank as they were riding past, Cisco and Pancho rushed into the bank to find the banker dead and the bandits gone by way of the back door. As our friends started after them, the sheriff appeared and held Cisco and Pancho at gunpoint, stating he was going to arrest them for murder.
Now, but look, Sheriff, that back door is open. The banditos went that way.
See, we go get them, no?
That's pretty thin. Come on with me.
Cisco, what the people's come here?
Si.
Very well, Senor Sheriff. I will go this far.
Hey, boy, come on. Give me a hand.
Do not come no closer, hombre. Stand where you are.
Hombre, I say. Now, kick that gun across the room.
Kind doggies.
Come on, Pancho. This way, out the back door.
Si, Cisco. There go the bandidos, Cisco. Right here across that field.
Si. Diablo.
Diablo.
Now, that was a nice haul, Max, but we sure took a chance. We ain't got aboard that train yet.
Cisco's still following us?
Yeah. Him and the other one's coming way back there. And they're gaining, too. They got mighty fast horses.
Let's slow down a mite. I want them to know they're gaining, so they won't quit chasing us.
Oh, easy, boy.
Oh, oh.
Yeah, are you plumb crazy, Max?
No. I'm just aiming to get that Cisco kid. Well, most of the top of the pass, Mart. He'll get there ahead of that train easy. When the train gets there, it'll just be crawling. They'll get aboard the locomotive.
Oh, what's the idea?
Taking no chances of Cisco riding ahead and making the engineer stop that train. And here they come. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah.
Up there.
Yeah.
Here.
You better not let that train through, Spotter.
They won't. The train's on the other side of the brush. Up ahead, the trail comes out by the right of way. We're almost there now, Matt.
Yeah, but Cisco's gaining all the time.
Far enough ahead of him. Ho, 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 ho.
Steady.
All right. Now, come on, Matt. Sneak behind that brush. When the locomotive gets abreast of us, we'll swing aboard. Have your guns ready.
I only got one hand free. What with carrying these money sacks?
I got both hands. I use my guns. I'm going to blast down the engineer and fireman. Now, let's go.
Let him have it, Max.
Just what I'm going to do.
Nice shooting. You got them both.
Come on, swing aboard. Yeah, that's tough. Drop them bags. Get the two bodies out.
Yeah. There's one. And there's the other.
And I'll take that Johnson bar. We're at the top now, Matt. The minute we start on the downgrade. Watch out for Cisco.
I'm watching. They're just abreast of the caboose. I'll give them something to think about. Blast it all. Now I can't see them. They've ridden around the offside of the caboose.
Hang on, Matt. Here we go downgrade. I'm going to open her up.
Cisco, those hombres in the locomotive, they got guns. They ready for us.
I'm going to get on that caboose, Pancho. And I'll climb over the top of the cars and get to the cab of the locomotive that way.
It's not good, Cisco. It's too dangerous. Rainbow Park.
It's the only way. Those mad men will wreck this train if somebody does not stop them. Up, Gallo.
Go, 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 go. Then Pancho go, too.
You better stay behind on your horse, Pancho.
Pancho go where Cisco go.
Now, come on, one more burst of speed, Diablo. We will catch that caboose. Get ya.
Master Logo.
Madre mia. Where's the train crew? They must know this train is nearly out of control already.
Here it comes, Cisco. Out the door of the caboose.
Well, I'm coming aboard. I have it.
Hey, what's the idea?
Banditos in the locomotive, Senor Brickman. Come on, Pancho.
Yeah, Pancho, come with Cisco.
Come on, give me your hand there.
Go, 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 go.
All right, now. Come on aboard. Come on.
Yeah. Thunder, nobody's coming aboard my train like that. Adam, Joe.
Right there. Master Mia, now these two. We come to help you, Senor Conductor. I said you banditos are in the cab of your locomotive.
Hey, she's rolling too fast down this grade.
He sure is, Ed.
Why, you are talking about it. I will go up this ladder to the top of the caboose.
Pancho, come too.
No, you won't, neither. What is thunder going on here?
Cisco, take him out, Pancho.
I can't help you now, Pancho. Try to explain to them.
Pancho, fight them with these bare teeth.
Madre mia. Hard to keep my footing on these cars. Glad there are only three of them. Hope I can stop this train before it leaves the track. One more car and I will be there. Then over the tender into the cab. The backs of those hombres are turned. And they do not see me. They will just not look around until I get there. I'll stop them. One of them is turning.
Hey, jump on snakes, Max. It's Cisco.
Gun him down.
You'll see all the shooting from you, but...
You
mean you were trying to help, but that will get you nowhere.
Oh.
Now for you, hombre.
Oh, no, you don't, Cisco. I got you by the throat now, and I'm going to shove you off this train. Stop throwing your alley, strip of iron.
But I have no intention of being thrown off this train.
Let's get you with this knife.
You talk big, hombre, but you accomplish nothing. I have wasted just about time enough with you.
Cisco, look out. Hombre on the floor.
Yeah. Good thing for me, this lurching cab spoiled his aim. Get up here, you. We will dispose of you. Once and for all.
Wait on, Cisco. We have to break away from the conductor and the brakeman and climb over the car.
Well, no, Pancho. But I have no time to talk with you now. I must bring this train to a stop.
Be clever, Cisco. The train not make the curve.
I do not know, Pancho. May leave the track. Hold on to something or you'll be thrown out.
Stand tight.
Here on the track. Now, I think we have it under control.
Oh. Pancho, not never want nothing like this again, Cisco.
No more do I, Pancho.
Pancho, not like that dirty old train anyhow, Cisco. We get off this dirty old train, no?
See, amigo.
Oh.
We'll do that as soon as we have got a signed statement from the conductor and brakeman as to what happened. Even then, that sheriff back in Western Fork may not believe us, in spite of the two prisoners we will have with us. You have the signed statement of the conductor and the brakeman, Senor Sheriff.
You got the two prisoners, Senor Sheriff.
And finally, you have the money that those banditos stole from the bank. Are you not convinced now?
I guess so.
You're not sure Cisco writes you a letter, Senor Sheriff.
All right, I guess you win, Cisco. I'm much obliged for the help.
Do not mention it, Sheriff.
But there's one thing I don't like.
Yeah, what is that?
You come into town and annoying our women.
Now, look, you. Pancho tells you Cisco not never annoy any senorita, any senora.
Well, I guess I gotta believe Lucy Marsh, ain't I? Hey, my genius. There she is over across the street. I'll call her over here.
Do not call her on my account, Sheriff.
Me neither.
I want to be sure. Oh, Lucy, come over here a minute, will you?
All right, Sheriff.
Now, we'll see what.
Yes, Sheriff.
Have a chair, Lucy.
I haven't time to sit down, Sheriff. Cisco, you're just wonderful. Everybody in town knows about your capturing those terrible bandits and stopping that train. Oh, it was just wonderful.
Gracias, senorita. But I had some fine help from the compañero, Pancho.
Oh, did you? Well, everybody's saying what a splendid, heroic thing you did.
Please, senorita.
Oh, isn't he modest, Sheriff?
Well, yeah. But what I called you over for, Lucy, was this. You told me Cisco insulted you, and...
What? I told you?
Well, yeah, I met you out on the street.
Idea. I told you nothing of the kind.
You mean to say you didn't tell me Cisco followed you down the street and grabbed your arm?
Listen to the man, will you? I really don't know what you're talking about, Sheriff. Well, I'll be going now. Goodbye, Cisco.
Oh, for my goodness sake.
Adios, senorita. Well, Sheriff?
I'll be dumb doggone.
Sheriff got a red face, Cisco, no?
Why, that lying little scamp.
Women are sometimes unpredictable, Sheriff.
Unpredictable, none of them. Trouble is, a man can't never tell what they're gonna do.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
That Western Fork's quite a town, no?
Si, it's an up-and-coming town, amigo. A number of Easterners are coming to Western Fork to make their homes.
Pancho sees some of those Easterners. They not dressed like we do, Cisco.
No, they do not. Along with their trousers, they wear coats and vests.
Si, Cisco. And this morning, Pancho went to a store in Western Fork to try on the Eastern suit.
You tried on an Eastern suit, Chico?
Si, and Pancho might have bought that suit to show off to Big Maria, but the clerk wanted to fight.
The clerk wanted to fight?
Si, Cisco.
Well, that is unusual. What made him want to fight, Pancho?
Pancho not know, but if Pancho stand there with his suit on, the clerk walked up and looked the suit all over.
He looked the suit all over?
Si, and then he looked at Pancho and say, how'd you like a belt in the back and a cuff on the pants?
What did you say to that, Pancho?
Pancho say, how'd you like a punch in the nose?
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
And that concludes this track of Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program with yours truly, John Lovering. This podcast originates on SoundCloud.com, but can also be heard on iTunes and Google Play. Just go to iTunes or Google Play and search for Heirloom Radio. That's Heirloom, H-E-I-R-L-O-O-M, Radio. I also invite you to visit my Heirloom Radio Facebook page at facebook.com/Heirloom Radio. And be sure to check out my ever-growing list of old radio programming from every genre, from musicals to quiz shows and everything in between. And please tell your friends about Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. and I thank you for listening. Stay safe and be well.